Podtacular episode 167, Multiplayer Tips and Map of the Month, High Ground, for the week of November 2nd, 2008.
If I chase him, then I catch him, and then I don't know what to do.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just chill with me. A battle will decide.
Duststorm.
I'm Crooked Blitz.
And I'm Logan Payne.
Logan Payne. The Payne who knows no Logan.
The Logan one and the only Payne in the back.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so this week our podcast is going to be covering High Ground. Pretty much a popular map for one bomb and one flag CTF.
One objective of any type, if you think about it, but nobody wants to play those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot of submissions from people on the site, and we have a couple of general tips one, and we'll get to those at the end if we have time, but we want to spend a couple minutes to introduce our guest host. Logan Payne is with us today. Logan, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in Podtacular, what you do, that kind of stuff.
I got involved in Podtacular around episode 75 when I started with a marathon listening. And apparently a lot of people thought that was a good idea later and found out just how much of a wreck it puts on you. So I don't recommend that to anybody.
Okay.
Especially because about now there's 167 episodes counting this one, and I only did 75.
Right.
So instead of 3 days like it took me, it would take you a lot longer. A lot less sleep deprived, or more sleep deprived. But I just play Halo occasionally. I haven't really contributed much yet, but I'm hoping to start work with the Machinima team that Jabba started.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should be good.
Augment Pod TV for Machinima Podtacular.
Nice. You know any more info about that? How that's going and what we can expect out of that?
I am sworn to secrecy, but I will tell you, because I'm supposed to, you know, deliver this note. You're obsolete, Duststorm. Sorry. I'd tell you.
Aw, that sucks.
No!
He even came and asked me for help.
Well, I can tell you what Jabba wanted to, his goal, he said, for us, is basically to do Machinimas ourselves, but if anybody in Podtacular has a good idea, and we have a very loose term of goods, so we're not going to be too picky,
right?
We'll just help them produce it. So people who have these great Machinima ideas, but usually haven't been able to fulfill them, can work on them.
Sweet.
Cool.
So I heard some news about Halo News possibly coming back. Do you know anything a little bit about that, or is the Machinima team going to work on bringing that project back up to speed, or
do you know? I haven't been told anything about it, but if Jabba says it's great, he is the sole proprietor.
Very well.
Jabba. Legend.
He Indeed. Stuck me with a Machinima team meeting at one time and realized that although I'm a good help, I'm not a person who you want leading the thing. That meeting fell straight through the hole.
He found out the hard way, huh?
Well, kind of. The meeting didn't happen.
Yeah, it's okay. But I'm sure you guys will...
You're like such a failure at life.
Nah, I'm sure you guys will bring out some pretty good Machinima episodes
really
for Pod TV.
Our first project is looking pretty good, I can say that. We went over the ideas the other day, and we have some really funny stuff for the first stuff we're going to come out with.
good stuff.
You're going to want to hit refresh when we launch. You're going to hit that button like going out of style.
It's like, I can't refresh fast enough. Stupid
first
internet.
First comment. Yes, my life has meaning now.
Yeah. Okay, well, we...
much of a help to most people, except the Machinima team, because I did a lot of Machinima before I got to Podtacular. Most people just know me for the very outrageous games and very outrageous talk.
Yes, yeah, and your game types are a little outrageous, too.
Logan Ball is perfect as it is. You
no,
are.
No, it's not.
Nobody likes the fact that I turn on the ability to throw the ball at people so they
Logan's
can
ball.
Use it as a weapon. I wanted to name it Logan's Balls, but I think that would substitute for Blam.
Yeah.
Plus, there's only
you never
one.
Know. You never know. I'm not encouraging you, but you never know.
Plus, it would be really... it's hard to get a game as it is when it's called Logan Ball. Imagine how hard it would be if I named it Logan's Balls.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate having you on the show.
I appreciate being here.
As some of you guys may have noticed, G. Lewis was unable to come today to record, so he'll be back next week, though.
We miss you, Gluis.
Yeah. So he's been busy as of late. So, but he should be back next week, so you all can get your weekly dose of G. Lewis next week. Since
G. the Greg Man Lewis.
You need your fix.
Yeah.
Horrible addict.
Hey, it's not necessarily... well, I guess that could be a bad thing.
It's never a bad thing to have too much of G. Lewis. In fact, I don't think you can have too much.
I'll leave that to G. Lewis to decide. Moving right along, though, to this week, High Ground. So like we said earlier, primarily a good map for one flag and one bomb.
One objective. I maintain that it is good for one objective, like one-sided VIP.
Yeah. I don't mind playing snipers on it. Snipers is pretty good.
Team Slayer's,
I think
Team Slayer's pretty good on it, too.
Sniper and Slayer-based games are pretty good on it, but the lower end of the map that isn't the base, where the assaulting team would start, is just really bad cover, unless you know how to use it.
Right. So, yeah, Logan's has his favorite map list, and High Ground is on one of those favorite maps, I believe, amongst his other custom maps that he makes on Foundry and whatnot. So
I really love High Ground.
So he is, I believe he's very happy to be here today.
I'm married to High Ground. Awkward silence.
Yeah, I would not even know how to approach that. Virtual reality. I guess it kind of falls in the realm of the same thing as proposing on Xbox Live in Halo 3.
You know that little missile in the missile launcher that doesn't work on the back of the base? That was my wedding gift to it. No, I'm kidding. I hope you realize I'm kidding, but if you don't, I'm kidding.
It's like you actually gave it missiles to fire instead of just sitting there.
Yeah. Originally it was intended for, you know, those to shoot people who went off the map, but then they just didn't seem to like that too much.
Yeah, there's the whole balance issue in fairness these days, isn't there?
It was more of the fact that the map had more kills than every team.
Killed by the Guardians. Killed by the Guardians.
What?
That's when you just go in and replace it with Logan Payne, even though Logan Payne's not in the party.
That, I still... that's a great idea. I'm going to
give him another idea
right away after this is over, but...
crap.
So, enough about the how much I love High Ground.
Yeah. because he loves High Ground. We even made a bet the other day that I think it was like Thursday or something, that he would choose either High Ground, One Flag CTF, or One Bomb. And he said no, he wouldn't. And the first thing he chose was High Ground, One Bomb. And then
I said I wouldn't choose One Flag CTF on High Ground because they didn't want to give me party leader. Then I chose One Bomb, but they said I said that already. So I turned it on one-sided VIP.
Well, you did.
That was actually a fun game for people. Except for the part where there's no tiebreaker.
Right, and then we tried another round to do the tiebreaker, and we ended up with 2-2 again.
Someone's going to figure out a way to put a tiebreaker on one-sided VIP and like hit me up and be like, "You're an idiot.
You're an idiot, dude. Oh,
you just changed this setting. It's in press this hidden area."
The only way for a tiebreaker for VIP is like doing maybe two-sided VIP.
Two-sided VIP and then an odd number, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
alas, poor VIP. I loved you well.
Yeah, one-sided VIP, there's really no tiebreaker, or at least that I can see.
New VIP.
VIP.
The tiebreaker is when Logan Payne is on your team. You win. Game over.
And then he swaps teams, and then the other team starts to win, and then he swaps back and forth.
I have been known to do that for people.
He does that for CTF. Yeah, when there's an odd number of people, he'll go back and forth on the offensive team.
On the defensive team, I found out it's a bad idea because then no one scores. Because it's like, not just because I'm an extra, or not just because I'm good, because I'm not, but because there's more players on the defense and the offense can never break through more people unless they're above and beyond.
Like yourself.
Stop feeding my ego.
He's loving it.
I know he is.
I do, but I really need to keep that in the game where it messes with everybody's heads. Duststorm found that out the hard way on a Needler game. But
yeah,
I think a lot of people just exaggerate how much I trash talk.
Well, you get frustrated at some people. When they're
frustrated,
really
is
stupid.
Different than trash talk. Frustrated, I don't know. Is something I do great.
You trash talk a little bit. Not as much as a few people that
a
I
lot?
Know. No, not
the
a lot.
Word is a lot.
No,
I
not a lot.
I trash talked Duststorm. I have trash talked Flumo. I have trash talked everybody I've played against.
No, I've met a lot of other trash talkers though.
It's the whole Halo experience though.
I think that's a testament to how good Podtacular is at being nice, because if I had been in any other internet community, I'd have been gone.
That bad, huh?
Here's to you, Podtacular, for being very patient.
Nice, so get the f*** out.
Hey, be nice.
That's about as nice as random people in matchmaking are to me, so.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get on to some tips that y'all sent in this week.
Dumbnail.
Ow.
Who wants to take the first one?
Guess who?
I want to.
No!
Crypto wants
so
it because it's short.
So Complex, that's with a 3X, says, "What's up, guys? Just want to say that I'm loving the new show. I'm a noob here at Podtacular. Just started listening 2 shows ago. I found the podcast through a random iTunes search, and I am now subscribed. Keep pumping out the shows, and we'll keep listening. Shoutouts to Deathstar and Cryptoflix, G the Greg, Man Lewis. See everyone on the forums." And I think his tip is, if you are nice to everybody, everybody won't shoot you.
Shoot him.
That usually doesn't happen.
I'll try that next time.
Being nice to people?
Yeah, I'll just go up to somebody in like matchmaking and be like, "Hey man, I want to give you a hug. Here, hug my rifle."
It's like, okay. Bam.
I go
and
up to him
dead.
And just smash him over the face with my rocket launcher.
Yeah, he'd probably shoot you first before he even got in voice range.
Good point.
It's like, hey, no!
No, How about Complex? We really... Starstorm, everybody really appreciates that. You didn't mention me, though.
Well, guest hosts change. Regular hosts don't. So, yeah. I'm sure we can replace something in there.
We'll just edit that in. Shout out to Deathstorm, Cryptoflix, G the Greg Man Lewis,
Logan Payne
in the most robotic voice you've ever heard, and then go on.
Logan Payne.
It'll be like Microsoft Sam from the Master Chief sucks at Halo.
Yeah.
So who wants to read the next one?
I'll read the next one. Crypto can have the short one below it. I'm being nice, Crypto. You better give me a cookie later.
I'll have cookies.
Here is your cookie. What is this made out of?
Then give me some biscuits and tea. Fire cookies?
What?
Flaming spicy cookies?
They just burn the roof of your mouth to ever slightest bit.
Okay, what ingredients are in there?
An incendiary grenade, several thousand pounds of white phosphorus.
Interesting. I have to give it to my friend.
The fact that I came up with a recipe for it that fast should probably scare me.
People were probably thinking, like, what the heck is going on right now?
I've already plotted everyone in Potacular's death. There is no escaping. Okay, so Uzumaki 15.
Yes, Uzumaki 15 says, "Hey, Patek, Uzumaki here with some high ground tips." Okay, the first, there are a few BRs on this map, especially if you are blue and spawn in the base. However, this is compensated by a vast amount of carbines in the base. The first thing you should do is take a BR or special assault rifle.
Yeah.
Or carbine hop on a goose.
Mongoose.
Take a BR or a carbine.
Hop on
there
a goose
be,
and
there should be a
rockets
comma
sure
there.
Enough.
Yeah. There should be a comma there. Grammar check. Hop on the goose and rush rockets. Securing these will guarantee your ghost more time to kill. If someone else is rushing rockets, then you should try to secure the laser. If you are blue or sniper or shoddy, if red, the base is where most of the action occurs, so be sure to have a close quarters weapon, maul or shoddy, brute shot, and a medium to long range weapon like a carbine or BR. Now a SWAT tip. When playing SWAT, you're not only good at aiming at the head, use this simple technique called zip 'em up. Simply aim at the enemy's torso and move the thumbstick up. This will, unless they're faster, nail them in the head almost every time. Shoutouts to Asian Dude, Soul Shadow Dude, Tokyo in America, and Trigger Happy Psycho.
Whoop whoop.
Grammar check!
It's fine. This next submission
spell
is from
check.
Ninja Man 59.
Use spell check.
I mean, the first part of that submission was like three sentences for about 10 lines. It's like it just goes on and on.
He's an overachiever, man.
It's okay. Called I Don't Know What's Going On. It's called Use English. Because I know he can
His
speak English.
His name is Uzumaki. He's just learning English. His primary language is Japanese. You should know that. Jeez, yeah. Deathstorm. How inconsiderate can you be of other cultures?
You bully. Oh, my God.
I'm in America. It doesn't matter.
The internet is America. Learn
Americanese. No, I'm joking. Anyway, next one.
This next submission is from NinjaMan59. Hey, you guys. Once again, it's me, Ninja with a Plan. Sorry about the suckiness of my last submission, but my computer doesn't have a spell check because it's old. Ah, excuses.
It's called Built Into Firefox. It doesn't matter how old your computer
is.
I mean, yeah. Firefox is still supported on Windows 95 and Windows 98. I don't think you can get much older than
I'm
that.
I'm supposed to be the one preaching open source, and you're doing it. I think I've infected you.
Hey, I like open source. I just use Windows.
I know. Capture the flag. Once had a CTF on defense. What I do is run to the rockets and try not to die. I then run back to the spot to find a place where I can watch the flag. My favorite spot is the laser spawn or the rocket launcher thingy at the back of the base. Once he's done that, I don't really have a... Oh, it's really about... Ah, my goodness! I don't really have anything else to say. Once more, this is Ninja Man with a plan. Ninja Man signing off. See ya. That was a tongue twister.
So yeah, he basically said, if he could understand crypto, basically go get rockets and guard the flag.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Go find a place to hide where you can guard the flag.
And not get thrown with a shotgun.
Yeah. I always get shotgunned on that map. Oh, that's the only thing I hate. In the bunker, you always get shotgunned.
Easy to use those windows to the advantage of whoever's assaulting, but it's tricky to use them to like defend well.
I actually don't see the shotgun too much. I see more Mauler action on high ground.
There's about one shotgun, which is near the beach side, so the assault team has it. But there are tons of Maulers everywhere.
I think there's just two or three Maulers on the base side. And then both teams have a sniper as well.
There are a lot of Maulers.
Yeah.
Silly Maulers.
Okay, so next one we have from Lone Soldier 332. He says, "Hey guys, it's your man Soldier Lone Soldier 332 again. I'm back with a few tips for high ground. First off, you want to make sure that you have the special assault rifle." Oh, very good. He actually put special assault rifle.
Woohoo!
"With you at all times. There are several that spawn right in front of you at the beginning of each round. High ground being an extremely open map, a regular assault rifle just won't cut it, especially when you are on the when you are outside either inside or outside the base. If you spawn near the beach and you're a good sniper, be sure to convince your team to let you grab it. I find that the best strategy for assaulting the base is to grab the sniper, head up to the active camo spawn. You can snipe the enemy team from the center bridge, or you can go with another combo that I enjoy. Go to the overshield spawn and grab it. Right below is a shotgun. You can use this combo to plow right through the middle. It works more than half the time for me, and I don't intend to fix what's not broken. If you spawn the base, be sure you or someone on your team grabs the Spartan laser, because odds are that within a few seconds there will be a mongoose and ghost headed straight towards you. Try not to go into the open areas of the map unless you absolutely must, because you're just a sitting duck for a sniper or a special assault rifle. Anyway, shout out to the Podtacular crew, and use Zombies for his insane appreciation of my maps." And then he includes a file in his file share. So if you want to check that out, you can go to his file share.
Check out containment beta.
Yeah. And he says, "Keep on fragging midgets." I guess that's
what a mean person.
See, now we have another midget hater. It's like now, so I guess he's joined the ranks of the Fumoists. The Fumoism.
We're going to have a showdown one day, and it's going to be like the Fumoists versus the everybody else, and it's just going to get nasty.
It's like, midgets!
What is this containment beta? I haven't looked at it. Is it like trying to make high ground into containment? Because I loved containment, and I love high ground, and that would make me very happy.
Which one's containment?
Sure. The snowy one was a Halo 2 map that was the big white snow area that nobody played.
Oh, yeah.
It's very big.
I heard something about this on the forums. Was it? It might be on high ground. It'd be...
I will check that out.
It would kind of be difficult.
Like a great map.
I think it would be a little difficult to do it on high ground.
Well, you already got one base built.
It's got
if
the shape as well.
Enough boxes on the beach, you should be able to build another. But that might not be...
It's not as big, though. So...
Well, of course it's not as big, but you can still put tanks. And where there is tanks, there will be my love.
Okay.
That Moron works. 62 says, "Sup, Podtacular, hope you're doing as well as your last episode." That was pretty funny. "But before I get to my tip, I'm going to tell you how to pronounce my name. It's pronounced Orin." Okay, so I already messed up, but whatever. "The aw part is short, and my gamer tag is OrinV3. Now for high ground. If you spawn over by the beach, and it's a 4v4 Slayer game, have one guy go special assault rifle and sniper. Have one guy get the shotgun near one of the broken barriers. Have him get a grav lift and send him up to the splazer and blow up their ghost if they're smart. Have one guy go for your ghost. And finally, have one person get on a mongoose and rush rockets and camo. The guy getting snipers should also get overshield." That's a lot of running.
Yep.
"Now, if you spawn on the base side, it's a little harder for you, but still tolerable. I sure hope Crypto pronounced that right, if he's reading."
Spell my name wrong. What's all that about?
So, I think he's just getting back at you for mispronouncing his name in the future. "Anyways, have one guy get on the ghost, one on the mongoose to rush rockets, one to go up with dual maulers and get splazer, and one to go with mongoose guy to help him out if he has a special assault rifle. Now, once you have all these options are out now for the real battle, area control is needed to win. Without it, the game becomes only luck as people demolish you with the splazer, shoddy, sniper, and rockets. If you control splazer, tower, keep a mauler, so if they come up, you can easily kill them. If you're controlling the base with the flip-open ceiling by shooting it a few times, keep a close-range weapon and a special assault rifle. If you control the vehicles, then keep away from the splazer and rocket guy. Beware of hijackers and camo guy. If you can control the pipe room with a shoddy or a mauler, a sniper will easily keep it covered." Okay, this guy has his plan down. "Also, if you come out of pipe room and you go through the door closer to the beach and crouch jump onto the base with the computer, you will have a great sniper area that can even help see key spawns like camo and rockets. Sorry for having such a long submission. Just want everyone on Podtacular to be well informed. Well, anyways, great job on the podcast, Dust, Crypto, and guest, who I don't know his name. I love you too, man. Keep on fragging trucks. Shout outs to KOT9, Alkilla, Snake, Snag3D, Scent007, and all my other friends."
Yeah.
Nice.
That guy has a really tight plan. I just don't know if I could ever get people to, like, follow through on it.
Yeah.
Because normally, this is how my high ground games start. I go in one direction, say, this is the general strategy with, like, someone should grab the ghost or someone should grab that. And that's about all I can say before I get yelled at in a matchmaking game.
I mean, you can't really give too complex instructions because then they'll be like, what?
Chuck Norris. Yeah. I think this is more of a custom game tip where you know the people you're playing with, because if everybody memorizes this might be, like, domination in the making. I need to see it in action, though, because that's a lot of instruction.
It's very detailed, I will say that.
"If you miss a step, be sure not to go back. Make sure to continue, because you will die."
Yeah.
Well, what he was saying about the grab a mauler on the splazer tower, though, I've used that before, but instead of using the mauler alone, I usually back up into the corner and watch my motion tracker a lot. And if I see somebody coming up, I'll get behind where the stairs are, so when they come up, I'll hit them in the back.
Right.
But that usually exposes me to that little hole where if you're above the turret, that little bridge, you can jump straight up and hit me in the back.
Oh, I hate that.
The splazer tower is really designed to be vulnerable from just about everywhere inside the base, but nowhere outside.
Well, you have the grav lift from the front.
The grav lift is the only way, though, but you can't shoot directly in there.
You can grenade off the top.
Yeah, I grenade off the top of it all the time.
You grenade jump onto it?
No, I spam it with nades.
Nades are the solution to every little tricky place, but I meant actual shooting, because Master Chief has a really high resistance to grenades.
And grenades get finicky, too, because there'll be times when grenades explode right underneath people's feet and they won't die. And then there are other times where it'll be, like, 10 feet away from me and I have full shields and I die.
If you've ever, like, played a game where I get really mad at grenades, you've heard me get mad at how finicky they are, because I've seen people with full shields die from a grenade 5 feet away from them, and then I've seen, like, people with full, or people like with no shields just sit there standing on one, like, crap, trying to probably grab it and shove it up a place they shouldn't, and they still don't die.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. Okay, this next one.
The trick is, land a grenade is close and don't rely on it.
Shoot them in the face with the battle rifle.
Special assault rifle.
Subtle.
Battle rifle.
Get it right.
I did put it right. The game says battle rifle. Jeez, don't make me feel sad.
Okay. You want to take the next one, Crypto, since it's smaller?
It's smaller, that's what she said, oh my god. Okay. This next submission's from Lancer47. Hey Podtacular, it's me, Lancer47. I have a quick tip for the map Highground. The tip is good for playing Capture the Flag when you spawn near the beach. Some people say that spawning on the beach is a bad place to spawn. Have half your group head towards the rocket launcher and use it the way they want to, and the other half to take the mongoose and sneak around the left near the bunker. The group near the rocket launcher should distract the other team, and the group near the bunker should go into the base and steal their flag. Then heading back, have one person carry the flag. They're going to have two people carry it. That'd be silly. And have another person defend the person carrying the flag. Then when you get to the mongoose, jump on the mongoose. Well,
what? When you get to use the mongoose, which is conveniently...
Oh, yeah. Oh, conveniently placed. Okay. And then drive back to the beach. It is very effective if your distraction works. So keep on fragging trucks and killing noobs with special assault rifle.
Yay! Ha!
Nice.
Battle rifle.
So it's effectively just one half of your team, like two people go the left-hand side through the bunker, distract them, and then the other people sneak in from the right-hand side with the rocket launchers and camo.
Right.
Steal the flag. Run away.
Is it just me, or do I not see a lot of people use the vehicles in the base?
I never use the vehicles.
I see a lot of people grab the mongoose to get closer to the stairs near the wall of the base so they can try to rush grenades or rockets.
And Splazer.
Yeah.
But I never see anyone pull out the ghost that's back there.
No, they only seem...
Oh, I've seen the ghost pulled out.
I mean, the only time I usually see the mongoose in the base used is when, at the very beginning, defense is rushing, or sometimes, and this rarely happens, the offensive will actually take the mongoose and drive the flag out. But I never see the ghost get used in a CTF, one flag CTF game. So
I've seen every vehicle used in very bad ways. But I just play the map enough. I mean, usually it's just the mongoose and the ghost.
Right.
The ghost, though, is really, like, it wreaks havoc when games start to go, like, into just killing and no plan anymore. Because people will be all over the place, and if you can catch them in a group, bam, ghost makes quick work of them if they're not paying attention.
Right.
I just call that running them over. It's my
I find it really annoying when people start to just kill each other instead of actually playing for the objective.
Well,
especially in Oddball.
When I see it break... Oh, yeah. Oddball. Oddball turns into Slayer so easy.
It depends what kind of player you are, though. If you're better at defending than holding the ball, then...
A lot of people do that, but it's the only problem is everybody does it. If everybody does it, then it's actually going
pick
for that
ball,
objective
dude.
Item. Like, everybody on their team is dead. Pick up the bomb. You do it.
Well, I mean more like Oddball. I didn't mean bomb, but...
Oh, Oddball, it's disgusting because everybody, like, multi-team is an example. You'll see a guy with the Oddball and, like, five people chasing after him. The guys chasing after those guys will kill them all and not kill the Oddball guy. And he'll just run away like, thanks for doing my work.
Yeah, well, I mean, for, like, free-for-all Oddball, where people, like, go out of their way to kill someone else who doesn't have the ball, it's like, I understand it if he's, like, right in front of you and you want to take him out so he doesn't get it, but when people go out of their way like literally out of their way to kill someone else that they see across the map, and the ball's closer to you, and they run after that other person. It's just like, what the heck?
You see that bottom corner thing? It says oddball. That doesn't mean slayer.
It doesn't mean shoot the skull. It means go get the skull.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of problems with that, but I figure it's just me getting angry. Thank you for letting me know that it's not just me.
No, I get it occasionally. Next one.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I get it occasionally.
Comes from Stall Me Please. He says, hey, it's Stall Me Please again, and I'm here with my tips for high ground. First off, scope guns like the carbine and special AR, or battle rifle. He says both for those who don't know what the special assault rifle is. They are plentiful on this map, so use them. If you are playing one flag and you are attacking, head through the building, or you can stay back with your special AR and pick them off while your friends attack. If you are defending, stay back so you don't get picked off and try to grab the camo a lot so they don't see you creep in. If you don't have any more, I will next show. Keep on fragging Brits and diet soda.
Yay, Brits.
My gamer tag is Stall Me Please, so send me a friend request. Stall Me out.
I'll be sure to throw a power grenade your way, Stall Me.
But well, we like our Brits here. We have crypto. We love our Brits.
We have to like Brits here. But then again, the internet is America.
It's like we can do whatever we want.
My God, dude.
It's like, what are Brits?
I really like his tip of just grabbing, if you're defending, the assault or the active camo every chance you get. Because I have seen so many teams have a great defense until they forget the active camo. And then the active camo guy will sneak in with something like, for example, the rocket launcher and just wreak havoc.
Yeah, I've seen that happen quite a bit. Actually, it's happened in a couple of our games, hasn't it?
I think it was in a game you were in too, where like there was everybody inside the bomb plant spot, and it was a bomb game.
And we
all
rocket.
Of a sudden, active camo rockets came in. No.
Yeah. I think I was the one with the rockets. Anyway.
I hate you.
Yeah, rockets and active camo. If the other team is not looking for it, it can do some serious damage.
I like getting the camo on this map and just running behind everybody because you can get behind them so easily just through the tunnel, and then you can walk up behind them all and just like shotgun them or something. It's amazing.
Overshield doesn't seem as effective in this level as camo does.
Yeah, the camo is a lot better.
Camo is sneaky, whereas the overshield is like, hey, look at me.
True. And it's really easy to blend in, I think, on high ground. I think high ground's one of the easier maps to just hide pretty easily. Yeah.
What?
Where'd he go?
Yeah. It's like, boom, I got you!
You see that big bunker thing? There! There's a bunch of bunkers. Which one?
There's only one bunker on this map.
Well, a lot of people like to make synonyms for things that aren't. Like the little sniper tunnel. I've seen people call that bunker. Or heard people call that the bunker and all sorts of stuff. It just doesn't make sense.
How is that a bunker?
What do you mean the special spot?
The special spot. Yes, every spot is like special in Halo 3. It's like, okay. It's like the flag spot is the special spot.
And very big.
I don't know. It's like
you're in the back of the head. Oh, that spot.
Yes, it's team coordination. Maybe not so much.
I'm playing, if I could say, this containment beta map that earlier submitter put in, Lone Soldier.
Right.
And it's on Foundry. And he did a really big construction of the old base. He ran out of map space for the other base.
So it's like
it's
one-sided.
Territories, though. So it's
have to play it after we're done recording
because you don't need to assault it for CTF.
I'll come join you after I'm done recording.
I'll be sure to snipe you in the face. Poser.
Okay. Okay, so next one we have here is Tokyo in America. Who wants to take that one?
I'll do it. Go for it. I love people who are named Tokyo in America. Hi, Dust, G. Lu, and other host of the Famous Podtacular. Oh, man, he doesn't like you, Crypto.
I know.
Famous Podtacular show started by the great Fumo Jive. This is the other famous guy, Tokyo from America. Well, here's my tip for high ground on Demon Slayer. First, go get snipes. Everyone always grabs a snipe. Everybody knows that. Then, hopefully, this blazer will still be at a spawning position. And finally, hopefully, if you're lucky, cloak and invisibility. Master of not seeing you, whatever you call it. Then, literally, just light everyone, plate kill the idiot that gets the ghost, or gets on the ghost, or the other idiot that gets the mongoose. If no one does that, own with a sniper. Really, really, really dumb tip, but whatever, life goes on.
Or not.
Other tip, do not get in a vehicle because of this blazer. Final tip, try to stay on the high ground. Well, keep on fragging people who cut you off in the HOV lane. They seriously wear butt armor.
I think it's the last part right there.
I don't know. Well, grabbing the snipes, the laser, and the active camo, I don't know if that's physically possible.
I don't know if everyone can grab them, because I don't think they spawn that quickly.
I think he means his team as a whole, like give someone this or get someone to have this blazer and get someone to have the sniper.
Right.
Yeah, that made more sense.
It's like everyone merges into one big Master Chief. It's like, oh my god, he's a giant! Run away!
Transformers.
Master Chief's in disguise.
A lot of people grab that blazer before the enemy team. What the? A lot of people grab the enemy or the blazer by just like going up with a grab lift before the people that actually have the base get it. And it's really funny when they do, because then the team that has the base will be like, "Why do they have the blazer? Oh my god!"
It's like no one went up to go get it.
Yeah, I mean, for an assaulting team, it's something they always want, and a lot of the time get, I see. But there's a lot of times I see the team defending that just takes it for granted that someone's going to go for it, and then nobody gets it.
Right.
So I think a really good tip I'm saying here, or maybe Tokyo in America said before me, make sure everyone on your team knows what they're getting. So, like, clarify ahead of time that, like, so-and-so's getting the sniper, and maybe you should go get that laser because no one else is.
Right. It's called teamwork and communication.
It's called teamwork.
Communication? Your mom.
Yeah, right. Okay, Crypto, you want to take the next smaller one?
Stop saying that!
Smaller?
That's what she said, lol. Okay. Hey, Particular, it's your favorite referee here. This is Referee 2, sorry. My only tip for high ground is control the upper part of the map and use the spot and laser and the sniper rifle. Remember to grab the active camo when you can. Keep on fracking purple-bellied... Yeah.
Yallers
who are under the command of Nene and wear pink and purple in his armor. And Trucks too.
We need to get a picture in-game of fragging Trucks. We need to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, put on the site. It's like the official fragging Trucks site.
I could do that.
That would be kind of epic.
I will.
Epic for the win.
I think I will. And, the next guy's name sounds delicious.
Go take it.
Me?
Since you've already started.
Okay. Fungus Oz. Hey, Particular, this is Fungus Oz with two quick tips for high ground. Here goes. There are a lot of people who detach the turret at the front of the base straight away, but it is also quite useful in its fixed position, provided there is nobody in the base. Your only threat is multiple special assault rifles and rocket lawn chairs.
Rocket launcher. Nice.
My second tip is about ghosts. Teamwork is vital if these vehicles can be used to their full extent. So before hopping in, get your teammates to confirm the smart laser is not taken, or your life in this slow respawning vehicle will be abrupted or ended abruptly, and you will bite chunks out of your sofa in frustration.
Do that anyway.
I have no comment that I have done that before.
Okay.
That's all for me, so keep on fragging chunks that have retarded poos and illegal ice cream trying to cross the border so they can have a huge food fight with themselves on CryptoFlix's face, even though he is awesome sauciers.
That makes no sense.
That made no sense, and I'm glad that I wasn't the only one cut, so.
Thanks,
about
Fungus.
The detachable turret, that's a really good point. If there's nobody behind you, there's only a few weapons that'll take you out, because the assault rifle and SMG and stuff like that, if you get those trying to take you out, they have to be practically right in front of you.
Yeah, or they have to be hitting you in the head every time. So
the spikers fall over distance, though, so you have to be like a master of it to figure out that.
Yeah, the shield on the detachable turret kind of takes a lot of the blunt damage, but I've still gotten BR'd out of a turret before. They just have to be really good.
Yeah, and the snipers, considering the sniper spawns at the attackers.
And they sit in the trees, too.
They're in the trees!
So.
But if you detach the turret, a lot of people like to do that so they don't get sniped. But when you have it in its place and people are defending you well enough that you don't get attacked from behind, that infinite ammo makes it into a beast.
Yeah.
I've seen times before where, like, the enemy is, like, grouping up all outside the base and dominating people, and then somebody will grab the turret and use it while it has the infinite ammo stuck on the pod and just mow down an entire enemy team and get an extermination.
I bet Tower of Power is good on the map.
There's Tower of Power on the map?
Power.
No, I mean, I've not seen it on that map, but if someone made it, that'd be pretty cool.
The thing with Tower of Power on that map would be there's so much room behind the turret.
Yeah, just move all the spawn points and block it off.
I know, Ascension's still pretty unique.
Yeah.
The other map that was good on Halo 2 for Tower of Power was Lockout. So I guess you could turn Blackout into a power Tower of Power match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you see someone get to work on that right away.
Oh, I'd do it. But now with Blackout, you would have a third entrance, because you could actually come in from the bottom ramp and hop up to the second level and then come around. But nonetheless, it would still be pretty interesting. So, YPacer writes us in. He says, "What Pacer here? Please don't just call me that." Just kidding, it's White Pacer. He actually, like...
With a car.
He tried to phonetically pronounce his name.
Whip a car.
It's White Pacer. So, he says, first of all, you should go straight for the sniper or mauler for the camo, and then the door once you're invisible. Then, got the sniper tower that is there... That's in their base where the splicer spawns. There will be a rectangle cutout of the wall facing towards the gate button. This cutout is next to the F coils. Jump over it, and there's a tiny ledge there. Camp there, and whenever someone walks into you, just give them the old 1-2. After that, you can pretty much shut down the map. Good luck. Shout out to GL, G. Lewis. No, I will not make my spelling better or my punctuation.
No, I will not make my spelling better. How dare you?
It's almost like he's trying to do leet speak LOL cat style. And then he says, keep on fragging strawberry nubcakes. Also, I want to give a shout out to Podtackler YouTube account where I will be making so videos about it. My channel is YPacer Podtack.
Indeed.
Nice.
IDD. General tips.
Yeah, we have a few people sending some general tips for just general multiplayer. and we decided if we had enough time that we'd go ahead and get to those. And we have a little bit of time left, so who wants to take the first one of the general tips?
Ah, Sean. Okay, Scarface Spartan says, "Hey guys, Scarface Spartan here today, and I will give you my tips and tricks for Halo 3 or any other multiplayer FPS. I can't talk like that. Or any other multiplayer FPS game for that matter. Try to get the best weapons available on the map. Don't stay still when you spawn or leave it just because you could burn. You'll attract a lot of people who love to shoot your head, snipers, or crazy that somehow managed to get past that hail of bullets and rockets, aka lucky killer. 3. Don't kill team kill. Very self-explanatory. 4. Use your TeamSpeak, Ventrilo, Xbox Live, any other kind of voice system. Keep a keen eye or hearing for any incoming vehicles, because you might become roadkill. Look around you if any one of your guys or the enemy is lobbing nades. Keep on bunny hopping to avoid your enemy and get a good aim at you. I think he means at them. Yeah. Work with your teammates. Very, 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 very self-explanatory. Look for proper cover. Very, very self-explanatory. Most importantly, don't be an ass. Keep on fragging people, idiots or nay-nay, people who believe the PS3 is way superior and better than the PC. PC.
Hey, you have a PC too. Everyone has probably a PC these days. It's a personal computer. A PC is not a Windows box.
But you see, when I'm not going to get into that conversation on Podzacular, I'm going to ruin it. I am infamous for my everything anti-Windows.
Anti-Windows?
Windows just suck.
Anti-Sindos. Sindos 98. Sindos.
It's not too terribly bad if you have enough power to run Vista.
I'm not going to go there. I want the podcast to not be horrible.
Okay.
It's like all of a sudden it breaks out. I hate you all. Rage quit.
Welcome, Matter 82. Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, nice.
Volcominator.
Yeah, whatever.
Volcominator. It's Volcominator.
Get the first few kills. Right. Oh, cool. Nice. Can I start? Jeez. Get the first few kills. Go for an useful power weapons or any weapon that you're good with. Try to get close and one far range weapon. Find a nice spot. Get some more kills. Make sure you always have plenty of nades and ammo. A great way to win the match. Play custom games to look for more strategies and hiding spots. Okay, sweet.
Nice. Last one that we have here comes from Infinite Singularity. He writes in, long story, some of you will remember me as Assassin073. Well, that's me. My account played up on me, so I created this one. My gamer tag is still Assassin073, so don't go looking up Infinite Singularity on Bungie.net. Gamer tags can't start with numbers anyway. I have a few general tips for you. 2 words, battle rifle, or 3 words, special assault rifle. I know this may seem obvious to some and overstated to others, but I cannot stress enough how important it is to learn the BRs. The BR55HB SR. Wow, now he's getting into the serial numbers. That's pretty bad when you know the serial numbers of the weapons in the game.
Someone's been looking at the manual.
Yeah, no freaking kidding. Or more commonly known as the battle rifle or special assault rifle, is an all-purpose, balanced, efficient, and flexible weapon designed for most combat situations. It is the most useful weapon in the game. Never, I repeat, never, all caps, get rid of it for anything stupid, including shotgun, sword, mauler, brute shot, laser, etc. If you need to swap it for sniper rockets or carbine, as they are more balanced, i.e. shotgun can be used up close, but sniper can be used close, mid, or long ranges. Laser is too inefficient, die 2 charge time. If you prefer the carbine, use that, but there aren't very many on very certain maps. Number 2, pre-nade. When you go into a room and you are not sure whether there is someone in the room, remember to bank nades from walls into the room, just in case. Don't think it's a waste of nades, as there are many more on the map, so don't feel fret. Number 3, shotgun over sword. Remember that now. Never, ever, ever, ever swap a shotgun for a sword. Sure, it looks flashy, but apart from that, it's useless. Be careful when using lifts. Remember that you have no control where you are going to land, so it is easy for people to frag BR you. Play fast-paced. Remember to think on your feet and not hesitate. Number 6. Learn all the callouts for the maps. If you communicate properly, you have much better chance of winning. No special places, I guess, right? Number 7.
He's in the special place, guys.
Yes, a very special place. Number 7. Don't worry about stats too much. Whether you get a positive KD ratio or not in a Team Slayer match can be the deciding point in victory or defeat. In an objective game, don't worry too much about that at all. Number 8. Remember that between the AR and the BR, when both are going for a melee, the AR will win. When both people are at a distance, the BR will win, generally. When sniping, don't hesitate to wait for a perfect headshot.
What was that?
Perfect headshot?
No, I heard it. Perfect headshot.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
It was like a technical error, but never mind. Keep going.
Shoot what you see instantly. Always aim for the head, but don't hesitate just because you aren't aiming for the head. Just go for 2 body shots. Number 10, don't rush. Be patient, but not passive. Be strategic and not overly aggressive. If all else fails, the most sensible thing to do would be to throw your controller at the TV and scream your ass off. Beep.
I'll take that into consideration. Good luck. I do that all the time. I'm not kidding.
So, yeah, watch the language on the submissions.
You said... We reserve the right to beep you out, you beeping beeper.
Yep, it will be beeped.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep.
We will not hesitate to beep you.
Beepity beepity beep beep, beep.
Beep your mom.
I have a beeper and I know how to use it.
Okay. Is that a threat?
Look out, he's got a beeper.
I wonder what a beep would be in Halo 3.
Oh, you don't want to know.
That's what she said.
You beep, 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 beep.
The life, the universe, and everything. Or maybe it's just me that thinks that's the answer to everything, but yeah.
I can hear the police.
So.
Yeah, that would be out my window.
It's about time to wrap this one up.
Yeah, I say it's about time for a wrap up. Send in your comments, etc. to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on podtackler.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales and Foxhole show.
Oh, close.
Nearly called it.
Be sure to check us out at podtackler.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. Be sure to find me there. My name is Logan Payne, and I love you. There are lots of events, projects, and other ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people. Like me.
Yeah. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtackler, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We could not do it without you.
Check out other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTech Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show, Post Game Report at talkingaboutgames.com.
Nice, nice, nice.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I miss Captain Crunk's podcast. Too bad that magazine went.
Oh, Peak Magazine?
Yeah.
It only lasted for how many issues come out? 4 issues?
It's too sad.
Yes, R.I.P. Peak Mag. But we do have Crunk back on our show. So,
whoop whoop.
Maybe that'll fill
the
void
for you.
He's
back where he belongs.
Yes. Well, until next time, I am Deathstorm.
I'm CryptoPort.
And I'm Logan Payne.
There's only one thing left to say.
I just want to say this before the show starts, like a jerk. Like, when I talk in mid-game, I'm trying to get in everybody's head before they get in mine. So I'm like,
really?
Oh, sweet, I got a kill with the needler. Double kill with the rocket launcher, even though that's totally worthless. I sniped somebody after wasting 500 bullets.
So that's why you get so angry, huh?
I get so angry because it's easy to get in my head. Oh, did I just say that? I mean, it's totally hard.
Bloopers!
If you've ever been in one of my really bad games, I become a very mean person. I'm like, what did you do? It's all your fault. How dare you breathe my air?
Update
silence.
Silence!
Man, why is everybody seeing that guy all of a sudden? I mean, I can't go anywhere who hasn't seen, to see someone who hasn't seen Jeff Dunham.
I know.
Jeff Dunham.
.com.
See, I told you.
Am I pissing you off before?
I think I'm allowed to like something when it's this popular. It's against my code.
Against your code? You have a code?
Well, if you read that voting thread, Painkiller said if he had to guess, I voted for Nader because I always go against the curve and I was offended. Partially because I have to always be right, be wrong, be...
Sure.
I don't know what I just said. Forget that. Let's start the show.
Sweet.
Cue the intro music.
Sweet Caroline.
Wrong intro.
This is not the Opera House. Although it would be pretty weird if it was.
That'd be awesome. But then again, I would have to hear Fumo and JVD sing opera.
I might be able to arrange that for you. I don't know.
The question is, do I want that arranged?
Yeah, that's the bigger question.
I wish I'd have kept my gamertag at a major.
Why?
Major pain.
Major pain?
Ah, I see. Huh. Well, if you're a general, you have general pain. I guess I know it's not as good as major pain.
You've never seen the movie Major Pain, have you?
Nope. Heard about it, but haven't seen it.
I'm going to recommend to use the new... what the hell's it called? New Xbox Experience. What's the N stand for?
New.
Okay, new Xbox Experience and use Netflix to watch that movie before I stab you in the face.
But I don't have a Netflix account. Maybe you can get JVD to give me his, because he has the new Xbox Experience right now.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay, that's it. I'm coming over his house and pummeling him in the face.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.